fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the third day of August. Prepper tip of the day. It's a book, and it's available at my website. If you scroll down the right side of my website, you have to scroll down pretty darn far, actually. It's a big website, by the way. You'll see just above the rocket stove a little bit, Survival and Tactical Books, Reading and Books. Here's the title of the book. The Ultimate Sniper by Major John Plaster. The Ultimate Sniper by Major John Plaster. If there's only one book you can get about precision marksmanship, this would be it. Large format, paper bound. It's got several hundreds of pages, lots of illustrations. It's a great book, and I highly recommend it. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have Patient Wayne in Greenham and my friend Don Coopley. Don is the CEO of InterShelter Domes. A unique product, totally unique. Nobody else is doing this anywhere on the planet. And we're going to talk about how wonderful these domes are and how people can get their own. Good morning, Don.
Speaking of prepper tips, if you want the best bug-out shelter available, talk to John and go to his website. These things are the best prepper bug-out made. In fact, we're number 4 in the world on National Geographic Television. And the only 3 that beat us were over $1 million apiece. You can get right. These for $1,000. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Don. I'm wonderful, sir. Yes, well, if you need convincing, ladies and gentlemen, the quality, the durability, just look at the military buying these things. The military only buys the best of the best. They don't buy junk. And not only the U.S. military, but other militaries. How many militaries are buying these domes, Don, if you know offhand?
The Israeli, the British, the German.
Canada?
Yeah, absolutely. I forgot Canada. That's a big one. There's probably 6 or 8 anyway. We just had a recon group go down to Kwajalein Island. You've probably heard that they took that old Air Force base that's been sitting there mothballed since World War II, and they're totally upgrading it. They're dumping $1 billion onto that island so they can use it to keep an eye on North Korea and China. And I work with a British company that's made up of all Special Forces, retired SAS colonels and generals, called Northcott Global. They're just an amazing firm. They do military camps and man camps all over the planet, and they specialize in putting up camps in very dangerous places like Libya and Sudan and Afghanistan, places like that. We're being booked to bring 50 of our units down to Kwajalein in September, October. And these guys went down and did a survey just last week. A guy named Sandy Crook, just an incredible guy, former SAS sniper, and a Queen's Royal Guard. As you probably know, the Queen's Royal Guardsmen are the elite of the elite. There's only 100 in existence at any given time. Anyway, Sandy is my guy with Northcott, and they went down to Kwajalein, and the only building that really performs in that heat and that marine environment down there is our domes. We've got a bunch of them down there already, used by the Army Corps of Engineers, and that's really the gold standard for anything architectural is the Army Corps of Engineers. As you know, they really put it through the tests, and they're raving about them down there. They're bringing 50 more down this fall.
Now, where is Kwajalein Island in relationship to something we would recognize?
It's about 2,000 miles south of Hawaii in the Marshall Islands.
Okay.
Due south.
Okay. That doesn't sound very close proximity to South Korea to me.
Well, they've got some really sophisticated listening equipment that is global. They're just... They want a base down there so they can expand in the Pacific.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, good. Good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you need to look at the domes. There's lots of photographs at my website, and it's pretty simple. We got 14-foot domes, and we got 20-foot domes. The 20-foot domes have a 12-foot-high center. The 14-foot domes are... How high in the center? I'm not seeing that here.
They're 8 feet.
8 feet. 8 feet.
Yep.
And lots of options. The standard dome comes with one door and two windows, but you can add doors and add windows as you see fit, can't you, Don?
You can have five windows and five doors in either of the 14 or 20 footers. You can have 360 visuals around you.
Amazing. That's good.
Yeah.
To know.
If you got a beautiful view, if you got a remote piece of property somewhere with a nice view, you can have windows all around. You know, one thing that I've never mentioned, it just occurred to me before you came on, John, is there are some people that have private holdings in national parks. And we I think, are the only permanent or solid structure that is approved to be able to put up in national parks. In fact, we're used by the U.S. Forest Service up here in Alaska, and we're going to be spreading across the country with them. There's a gentleman in Montana whose grandfather homesteaded in what is now Glacier National Park.
Right.
And they had this beautiful piece of property out there for, you know, two generations that they couldn't use. They'd just be able to go. It's 25 miles off the nearest road. And they'd hike out there or cross-country ski out there, and all they could do is just look at it because the Forest Service wouldn't let them put up a building. So it was really just useless. They'd just go out and pitch a tent for a weekend and have to come back in. And they brought our buildings to the Forest Service ranger there, and he said, yeah, you can put it up, just one thing. You can't use anything mechanical to get it out there. No helicopters, no ATVs, no nothing, no motorized boats. So they rode it across two rivers in an inflatable raft. And then on the far side of the biggest river, they had five mules waiting for them. And they loaded the mules up with a couple panels on each side of the donkeys, and they hauled them back 25 miles to this property. And I've got a letter from this guy saying, Mr. Kubley, you've really changed our life. We can use our property now. We're out there all the time in the summer, in the winter. We're hunting. It's wonderful.
That's an amazing story. That's an amazing
story. I'll send you the guy's letter, and I'll send you a picture of these donkeys loaded up with panels on their back. And they really built a beautiful pad. They cut down some trees on their property and built this beautiful pad. It looks like a log cabin up pad, and then a dome sitting on top of it. It's really spectacular.
Well, I wasn't aware that there was private ownership of any property inside a national park, except maybe for a lodge or a hotel or something like that?
There aren't that many. We actually have one here in Alaska. Actually, I have two cabins in national parks, one in the Misty Fjords. My father built a cabin right after World War II in a place called Mirror Lake up in the tops of the mountains outside of Ketchikan. It's a five-bedroom yellow cedar lodge. It's been up there. It was there before it became a national park, and so they allow us to stay there. I also have another one on Admiralty Island. It's called the Fortress of the Bears. That's in Tongass National Forest, and that's on the beach. In fact, I'm looking at the island right now. It's on Admiralty Island, right on the beach over there. And we're allowed to keep that one. My wife's great uncle built that cabin, and so there are a few of them out there. But they have to have been there before the park was formed.
Uh huh. Well, that's fascinating. Well, for everybody else that doesn't have property in a national park, it's. I mean, you know. When you take delivery and set it up, all it takes is two guys to set up the 14-foot, three guys or two guys and a woman to set up the 20-foot with a ladder and simple hand tools. You could literally arrive on site in the morning and be sleeping inside the structure that evening, couldn't you?
That's absolutely right. In fact, the one that I moose and caribou hunt out of up in the Alaska Range, By golly, that's in a national park, too. We took it 120 miles up a river in a single load in a 22-foot riverboat, set it up. We got up there about 9 o'clock in the morning, set it up, went out for the afternoon hunt at about 2:30, 3 o'clock, dumped a moose, came back and had backstrap around the fire that night. It's been up there 15 years now. In fact, I'm going up the first week of September again for our annual moose and caribou hunt.
Uh-huh. How much meat do you get out of a moose?
It all depends on the size, John. We have a saying up here, we Alaskans don't hunt for sport, we hunt to eat. So we say we're not hunting for bone, which is antlers. You know, a lot of people are trophy hunters. Right. We hunt for meat. Although we do run into the occasional 60, 70-inch bull that weighs 1,500 pounds, we're really looking for a 3 or 4-year-old because the meat's a lot more tender and they weigh about 900 pounds. But a big one, my son got a 62-incher last year, and that weighed about 1,500 pounds. So you get about 900 pounds of clean meat off it. And we turn it into burgers, steaks, hot dogs, sausage. I mean, it's amazing what they can do with the meat. It's not just steaks and burger. You can have an assortment of different products out of it.
Well, that's good to know. Well, getting back to the domes, they can be covered with dirt. They can be covered with concrete. They can be covered with snow. There's a product called Shotcrete, which is a way to I would say, spray concrete onto whatever you spray it on. And you'd have to cover the doors and the windows to make sure they can get covered up with concrete with some kind of covering. And then just how would you proceed from there, Don, to do the shotcrete on the dome?
It's very simple. They literally you'd want to rough it up a bit or put some chicken wire over it, which is very inexpensive and very quick. And you call your local custom pool manufacturer or builder, and they come out and they have a machine. It's almost like spray paint, and they just spray it on. And you can put 2 inches on, you can put 4 inches on, you can, make it as thick as you want, depending on your needs. And you've got a tornado shelter for a fraction of the cost of what it would, underground tornado shelters that basically are, you know, the last place I'd want to be after a tornado is underground, personally.
Right. Well, you always want two ways out, but any structure that's below grade, whether it's a basement or a shelter, you have lots of issues primarily with moisture in most parts of the country. Obviously, in the desert, you probably wouldn't, but in most parts of the country, you're going to have issues with moisture and water getting into the structure. So doing your shelter above grade with a dome and spraying the concrete on it, the shotcrete on it, to get all the strength you need and not have the issues with moisture and water, that's a pretty good solution there, isn't it, Don?
Absolutely. We're We're blessed not to have tornadoes in Alaska, but if I lived in Tornado Alley or Hurricane Alley down in the southeast, I'll tell you, I'd sure want one of these in my backyard.
Absolutely.
Just like you're gonna have here soon, I hope.
Right. Well, we're working on it. We got the kit. My wife has a kit. I'll be seeing her over the weekend, and we'll be possibly doing some work on the floor plan for the 20-foot dome for our great-grandma, my mother-in-law. And we got lots of photographs. She wants to see photographs of how these things look, and we're providing photographs for her to look at. And that project is incrementally moving forward, Don.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to working with you guys on that one.
Yeah. Now, my friend Dan Sutterfield, he wants to become a dealer for the Inner Shelter Domes, and I sent both of you an email to introduce the two of you, and I assume that will be moving forward incrementally as well.
Yes, sir. I've talked to him a couple times. I'm very much looking forward to working with Dan. I think he's going to be a great part of the team, and I appreciate you introducing us. He really gets it. He's been a domer for a long time, but he uses the old monolithic concrete domes in the past. But a dome is a dome, no matter what it's made out of. And there's a lot of folks out there that appreciate these structures. There's something special about a dome. There's no doubt about it.
Well, there is, and the useful space. Now, people are used to having a ranch-style home with 1,600, 2,000, 2,500 square feet. A 20-foot dome doesn't sound like a whole lot, but it's how useful the space is, isn't it, Don?
Well, most of you are sitting in rooms that have less square footage than a 20-foot dome. There's just under 320 square feet, and they're 12 feet high. It's a substantial structure. You can, on one side, put a bathroom and kitchen and a sleeping loft, where you can sleep, you know, four or five people comfortably, 10 if you're good friends. And on the other side of the dome is your living room and dining area. Because every square inch inside them is usable, although they're only 20 feet in diameter, they're 1,290 cubic feet of space in there. It's the equivalent of 3 9-by-12 rooms. So if you're going to use it for storage, which a lot of people do, every square inch inside there is usable. By the way, John, I just sent you the picture of those guys in Glacier National Park, and you mentioned that you could put it up with three people, including two guys and a woman. You're going to see a picture of a husband and his wife and their 8-year-old daughter putting one up, and the 8-year-old daughter is up putting the cap panel on this picture.
I see her up there on the ladder. The 8-year-old girl.
Those are the guys that took it out to Glacier National Park. That where they're putting it up there is for the park ranger.
Oh, okay.
And then he approved it. They broke it down and hauled it 25 miles out in the middle of nowhere. And you see the pad they built for it there. It's beautiful.
I see that. It's looks like 8-10-inch diameter logs, about 3 feet off the ground. I guess they want to make sure it's high enough the snow will not cover up or anything, right?
That's right. Yep. Because that second picture you see with the bonfire, that's in the winter. You see the snow all around. They get, actually, their winters in Montana and Glacier National Park are colder than the winters we have here in Juneau. Because we're right on the ocean, so it's fairly temperate here.
The winters
are much colder.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, they call it the banana belt because we get the southeast winds from Hawaii up here.
So the banana belt. Now that's all relative. Now, what your overnight low temperatures average? Where you are there in the banana belt?
Year round. In the wintertime. In the 20s, teens.
Really. That's not bad at all.
No,
because we get that here in South Central Missouri routinely overnight lows.
Oh yeah, Chicago gets way worse winters than we get.
I walked outside Union Station, Chicago, on New Year's Eve or the day after New Year's. It was been back in the 70s. Whoa, that was tough.
Well, that's back when you could walk around the station at night. You won't do that anymore around there.
Well, I probably would, but many people would not. But Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, go to my website, and we'll get these photographs posted. I'll forward these to Tim so that he can get them posted on my website. Beautiful photograph of that dome next to the fire at night. That's just,
isn't that something?
It is.
And I'm gonna send you his letter right now, thanking me for it, because like I said, they could never use that property before, and
that's
they
wonderful.
Sure can now.
That's wonderful. We got a break. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only
without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome Homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is Ham Radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the third day of August. Quick reminder, I do private consultations. If you'd like me to come and do a consultation with your family, your friends and family, just give me a call. My phone number is at my website at thelibertyman.com. That telephone number is 314-965-3007. Visiting with Don Kubley, the CEO of Intershelter Domes, and you can go to my website at thelibertyman.com and see the beautiful photographs of domes on beaches, in the mountains, in the Arctic, with a submarine coming up not far away, in urban, suburban areas. These domes, they do meet the building codes anywhere in the country, don't they, Don?
Well, yeah, we've been approved by planning and zoning departments all over the country. There are some, you know, places where there's bureaucrats that like to make things difficult. But one of the beauties of the dome is if you run into a bureaucrat that just wants to make your life miserable, you just put it up anyway and tell them it's a temporary structure. And if they come out and say something, you just say, I'll break this down in a half an hour and put it in your truck. And, I mean, nobody can be told they can't put a tent up in their backyard. And if you have a problem with planning and zoning, you just tell them it's a hard-sided tent, and that's really what it is.
Absolutely. Well, that should be reassuring, give people some peace of mind knowing that they can put these things up. And it could be a vacation home, a full-time home, a weekend getaway place, a bug-out location, a storage building. It could be insulated and made into just one big refrigerator, couldn't they, Don?
Actually, we're talking to the Indian government about a bunch of them. To be used as refrigeration units for food storage throughout India, and we're talking numbers that are just astronomical. Yeah, absolutely. You can turn these into reefers. You can turn them into grow huts with aquaponics and lights. They're using them in British Columbia and Yukon Territory in Eskimo villages to grow fresh vegetables in the wintertime. You know, when I was a kid, growing up in Ketchikan, Alaska, there's no roads in here into any of the towns in southeastern Alaska. You either come in by boat or by plane. And so when I was a kid, having fresh vegetables meant my mom just opened a can. I never had a fresh vegetable. I mean, we had potatoes and, you know, apples and stuff like that once in a while, but I really never knew what fresh vegetables were until I went to college. And it's still like that in the bush in Canada and Alaska. These things, there's just unlimited uses for these buildings.
Unlimited only by imagination and budget. And yep. These are very cost-effective. When you look at the price per square foot of a stick-built home compared to these, there's this, and I still don't get it, this whole trend of what's called tiny homes. People spend $75,000, $80,000 on these places, and they don't need to do that. All they need is a dome home and finish it out and put the money in the bank, right?
That's right. Absolutely. I mean, you could trick these things out and be completely fitted, and for under $20,000, between $15,000 and $20,000, you got yourself a complete home, and one that's going to be there for generations with zero maintenance ever. When it rains, it cleans it off. That's it. No painting, no varnishing, no termites, no vermin. All the domes have bug screens on all the windows and doors, so you don't have to worry about it. In Alaska, mosquitoes will carry you off in the summertime. And I'm sure there's a lot of places in the country. Well, with this Zika virus going around in the southeast and the Lyme disease up in the northeast, to have a building that's insect proof is really a great thing.
That's right. That's right. Well, if you've got any questions or comments about the domes, you're certainly welcome to give us a call at 800-313-9443. We've got our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional fastest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the third day of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I want to point out the field training exercise, USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. People want a date for when it's going to happen? Well, now you got one, December 2018. Pick a scenario, any scenario. We got lots of scenarios listed there. We have economic collapse, lethal disorder, World War III, rapid onset violent earth changes, widespread terrorist attacks, natural or man-made EMP. You get to pick your own scenario and get ready for it. You got basically a year and 4 months. Also, my website, of course, is the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner is a healing device. If you have arthritis pain or joint pain or back pain, it will probably help. Not getting a great night's sleep, yes, it'll probably help. Slight chance, maybe 2 to 3% chance it won't help. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee if it doesn't work for you. How about that? Only $285 shipping included. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with it. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Don Kubley, and we're talking about the inter-shelter domes, a great way to get a structure for your personal private use. It could be a full-time home, a vacation home, a bug-out location, even a rental property. Renters are quite happy to rent these things, aren't they, Don?
Oh, yeah. There's a lady in Tennessee that's putting up 50 along a river down there, along in Clark County, I believe, Tennessee. She's got them standing in line to rent these things out. There's something people just enjoy living in these in domes. There's, like I said, there's something different about this big space above your head. If you look, most people are sitting in rooms that are 8 feet high. Domes are 12 feet at the apex. It really is a spacious, roomy, comfortable feeling in there. And, yeah, there's people renting these out all over the planet.
Well, 12 feet is a higher ceiling than almost all homes. I've been in some that have high ceilings, but almost all traditional homes have an 8-foot flat ceiling. The American Legion Hall, where I'm the commander, we have a ceiling there that's, let's see, 12, 14. It's about a 14-foot ceiling, it gives you a real feeling of space to be in a room that with a high ceiling like that, doesn't it?
You know, one of the other uses for these is for homeless communities. We're doing a big homeless project in Hawaii, as you know. One of the things they found, we had a homeless community in Los Angeles for 15 years, right downtown L.A. on Skid Row. And one of the things they found, you've been to Washington, D.C., John. They have,
oh, yes.
They have actually winters as cold as us here in Juneau. And there's an amazing amount of homeless people in our nation's capital, the capital of the free world. You know, at night, a lot of storefronts downtown have people huddled in there trying to stay warm. And if you go up to a homeless person laying on a storm grate with steam coming up trying to stay warm underneath a cardboard box, a big percentage of those people, if you go up to them and say, "Hey, Joe, come on down to the homeless shelter on the corner. I've got a warm meal and a warm bed and a hot meal for you." A good percentage of those homeless people would say, "Just get away from me. I don't want anything to do with that building. You know, just leave me alone." They found that a very high percentage of those people, when they're given the opportunity to stay in a dome, will fight to get in it. And, you know, there's no rhyme or reason, there's no scientific studies of why they feel comfortable in a dome and they don't feel comfortable in a brick building. But one of my degrees is in sociology, and this is my guess. In a dome, they can't be cornered. And also you have, like you said, that roominess, that open feeling above you. And they feel comfortable in a dome. It was an amazing finding. I find it fascinating.
It is fascinating. Almost all homeless people have issues, psychological issues, substance abuse issues. But to have a safe, comfortable place for them to go would be a good thing. It's an unintended consequence, isn't it?
Yeah. In fact, I did not invent the domes. The gentleman that did was a two-tour Vietnam Marine corpsman, a medic. And his dream for his incredible invention was to get all homeless veterans off the street. And so when he passed and I took over the company, I made a promise to Craig that if I would do everything I could whenever I had a chance to continue that dream. And so whenever somebody reaches out to me to help homeless, I'm all about it.
Well, that's quite a task you've taken on to continue this man's dream to help the veterans get off the street and have safe, decent housing. That's commendable. And, of course, it's expanded well beyond that, hasn't it, Don?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. The veterans are a small percentage of the people that are... I mean, a lot of people on the streets are single moms with children. There's an amazing amount of kids that are going to school that are homeless. You know, it seems almost impossible to me that children can thrive like that. But the veterans are a big part of it. But there's a lot of families and single moms that are homeless, and it's gut wrenching.
Well, it's good to know there's a solution on the horizon, of course, our listeners are not homeless people. They're people that have resources and can make decisions based on the resources they have. And you don't have to have a tremendous amount of financial resources to get involved with the Domes, do you?
No. And like you've put it so well many times that, you know, it's hard to find a good used car for $12,000.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
And, you know, you can have a home for generations to come. For that, it really is a great investment.
That's right, it is, and that's $12,500 for the 20-foot dome, the basic 20-foot dome, which includes one door and two windows, plus a whole shopping cart of possible upgrades that people could get: more windows, more domes, doors. Excuse me, the insulation package, the. Floor system, if you need the floor system, you're not going to build your own. And as I also frequently say, Don, you don't have to buy what you don't need. You buy the parts you want and need, and you don't buy the parts you don't need, correct?
Exactly. What we sell is a blank canvas, and you can draw a stick man on it, or you can paint the Mona Lisa. That's exactly right. That's the beauty of the dome, is it can be as fancy as you want, if you really want to trick it out, or it can be as basic as you want. My Moose Honey Lodge up in the Alaska Range is four bunks, a big picnic table in the middle, and a bar.
Uh-huh.
And that's it, you know, and that's all we need to hunt. But anything you can... and anything you can buy in a Home Depot, you can put in or hang on a dome.
Well, and that runs the gamut from bare walls to elegant walls and floor coverings and light fixtures and all the rest of it, right?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, you can. I'm going to send you a picture of one that's really tricked out, and it'll show you just how fancy you can make these bloody things.
That would be good, because that's what my mother-in-law needs to see. She's used to a very nice middle-class home with all the amenities, and she's not going to settle for anything less.
Oh, you can. She'll be totally comfortable. It'll be nice having her in the backyard, I'm sure. You know,
yeah,
nice and close. Don't have to worry about her.
She's a very pleasant lady, and she reads continuously. That's what she, I'd say she spends about half her time every day reading various publications. At 95 years old, she's still very sharp, and it would be great to have her here on the premises. That way, I would know she's safe, and of course, my wife would be here, and I know she's safe, which would give me some peace of mind. With Metro St. Louis, it is not the safest place these days. Carjackings, home invasions, all kinds of things. I'd much rather have them both out here with me. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can meet your goals, whatever your goals are, for housing, a mother-in-law home like I'm setting up here, a vacation home for yourself, a man cave. I was watching the TV series Shooter last night for the first time. I've watched the first three episodes, and the lead character had a man cave about 100 feet from the house where he kept all his equipment and firearms and everything. It'd make a great man cave, wouldn't it?
This is the ultimate man cave. Yeah, there's nothing like watching Monday Night Football in your own man dome. You could make these as macho as you want, or one like I'm sending you a picture of right now, as feminine as you want.
Well, both ends of the spectrum, and there's nothing wrong with that. Knowing that the dome can be customized to meet everybody's individual needs, everybody's individual requirements, is that's refreshing to know that it can go either direction.
Wait till you see these pictures I'm sending you. Your mother-in-law is going to love it.
Okay. Well, I'll forward those to my wife, and she can look at them immediately. Yes, it can be bare bones. as a person likes, or it can be as elegant as a person likes, and, well, everywhere in between, right, Don?
That's right. Yep, you choose your weapon.
That's you know, I always like to talk about having peace of mind, knowing that you can do what you want, the way you want to, and within your own budget, is certainly peace of mind, because everybody has a budget, and even Donald Trump is finding out there's a budget that he can't exceed. So knowing you can work out a reasonable budget to make things simple, make things elegant, and so forth. Oh, here we are. I got the photos right now. Very nice. Very nice.
See how fancy you can make those things?
Well, those chairs look like they're right out of the 1960s, Don.
Yeah, you can go deco. You can go deco, yeah. Or you can go futuristic. You know, that's the beauty of them.
Absolutely. Well, it is very nice, and I'll forward this to my wife, and then she can show them to her mom. And that's good. That is really good. And we'll have these posted on my website also. I'll forward these to Tim, and then we get them posted on my website. People like a comfortable living space, don't they, Don?
Absolutely, and you cannot get more comfortable than one of these. I mean, and if you need more space, one of the neat things about being able to have five windows and five doors, if you need more space, you just start connecting domes together. You just bolt the cock two door panels and bolt them together, and you got two domes. Or, you know, a real popular one, it looks like a clover leaf. There's a dome in the middle, and it's surrounded by four other domes, all connected. And you're talking, what is that, 1,500 square feet?
Right.
Yeah, 1,500 square feet, and at a fraction of the cost of a stick-built house that size.
Absolutely. Housing costs, between the cost of materials and labor, have gone up tremendously. And being able to set up you may not be a carpenter or a plumber, but being able to set up the basic structure yourself, it cuts down tremendously on the labor expense, doesn't it, Don?
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, you mentioned rentals. The HUD, Housing and Urban Development Department, federal agency, is putting up domes in Eskimo villages up near Nome for low-income housing. So we have the federal government wanting to rent these out.
Well, That's a good thing, and it could be a profit center. People could get into the residential rental business, build the domes, rent them out, and have HUD guarantee behind it. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you could see the housing in urban or in rural Alaska in what we call the bush, basically they're plywood shacks. And, you know, when it's dark for 6 months a year and 40 below zero, I'll tell you, these things are it's a tough way to live in the bush. And these things are just light years better than a plywood shack.
There's, absolutely.
One of the reasons you have black mold in these plywood shacks. And it really affects the health, especially the young people and the elderly. And in Bush, Alaska, you can have two and three generations of people living in a 16 by 20 foot shack. It's just they're just jammed in there like sardines. And these domes are just, you know, it's palatial for them.
Well, I've seen the photographs of these homes out in the bush, and I have a lot of respect for people that can live a life under those conditions. My guys I worked with in Special Forces, they trained with the Eskimo Scouts, and they were held in the highest regard for their skills, their toughness, their expertise by the Special Forces troops from the Lower 48.
Rightfully so. And yeah, rightfully so. I'll guarantee you they're good shots.
They claim to have shot everything, including polar bears, with .22 long rifle and killed it.
They take great pride in hunting with small caliber rifles. You know, the island I'm looking at has 5,000 brown bears on it, Admiralty Island. It's called the Fortress of the Bears. And a lot of the people that live in the villages out there, Angoon, Huna, they hunt with 22s, and there's brown bears all around them. And, you know, they take great pride in being able to go out and roll animals over with those small caliber weapons. They're such great shots. It's really a kind of a bragging right.
Well, I can appreciate that.
You wouldn't catch me out there with a 22. Right. I pack a Browning automatic 338. I've been charged four times. You're not going to catch me out there with a 22.
A 338 Lapua?
338 Browning automatic.
Okay.
EAR.
Well, Well, the only way to kill a large predator like that with a 22 is to shoot it through the eyeball. That's the only way I know of.
That's right. That's the only way to do it.
Yeah, because otherwise that skull's too thick. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, that's right. The skull's too thick for a 338, honestly. I know that's hard to believe, but brown bears, they get as big. They're 1,500 pounds, too, 12 feet tall. Weigh 1,500 pounds and they'll outrun a quarter horse. And Whoa. We have rainforest up here as thick as any jungle. So when you see a brown bear in the woods, you have a matter of seconds before he's on top of you. And
Amazing.
once they start charging, an animal that size has quarts of adrenaline surging through their veins. And the only way to stop them is to break them. You got to shoot them in the shoulder and break their arms so they roll. Then you hit them in the heart. If you shoot them in the heart, once they're charging, they'll be on you for 5 minutes before they die.
Hold that thought. We got a break.
Yep. Global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 3rd of August, visiting with Don Kubley. If you want to check out the Inner Shelter Dome, just go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Check out the beautiful photographs. We'll have more posted there in the next 24 hours. Don, I always thought that a 12-gauge shotgun shooting slugs would be a great way to deal with large predators. What do you think?
Well, it is. In fact, a lot of fishing guides that work, any time you've got fish in a river, you got brown bears around, grizzlies or brown bears. Grizzlies are half the size of a brown bear. And a lot of fishing guides do carry 12-gauge slugs. Remember that, like I said, usually you've got a matter of seconds, and the bears are very close range. So, but you'd have to have slugs. You wouldn't want birdshot or any kind of scatter.
Oh, no. That would just tickle them.
Yeah, it would just make them mad.
Yeah, that's all that would do. Well, energy is a mathematical equation. Mass times velocity equals energy. And
that's right.
I'll go with the 12-gauge slugs. Thank you very much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we're kind of all over the map here in this hour, talking about defending your life against brown bears as well as the inter-shelter domes. But that's just life, and life goes in a lot of different directions, and we have wide-ranging conversations, don't we, Don?
Well, that we do, and when you say we're all over the map and all over the globe here, there's a reason, because the domes are all over the map and all over the globe. You know, we're from the South Pole, literally from the South Pole to the North Pole. We're at the South Pole at White Desert, a ecotourism glamping facility that charges $10,000 a day to stay in an igloo and play with penguins. And we're at the North Pole with the United States Navy. You've seen the shots of that nuclear sub coming up, crashing up through the ice at the North Pole. So there's a reason we're talking. And as far as bears go, one of the amazing things about these buildings is they're bear-proof. We're in polar bear country. We're in brown bear country. We're in grizzly country. We've never had a bear in a dome. Where my hunting lodge is, the grizzlies raid the stick-built shacks and the log cabins all the time. But we've never had a bear in our dome up there. That's why Parks Canada uses them in all of seven of their Arctic parks along the ocean up there, because the polar bears are coming in off that ice. They're hungry, they're mad, and Canadians don't allow you to carry weapons in national parks. So those kids up there in tents are just like human burritos. We had a couple park rangers get caught in a dome with a 10-foot polar bear trying to get in on them a couple years ago, and never did get into the building. And when they got back to Ottawa, they started ordering them by the container load.
Do they let the park rangers carry firearms, I hope?
Park rangers can, yeah. But right. Unless the only two people that can carry them are the rangers or bear guides. Even though they're allowed to carry them, the Canadians just don't like to carry guns. So even a lot of the rangers, these two guys in this dome didn't have guns. And that's why they were so thankful they were inside the dome.
Oh, yes. That's a different mindset up there. But
yeah, I don't get it. I don't step off the road without... I carry a Desert Eagle 44 on my hip and a 338 on my shoulder. I don't step off the road without it.
Right. Well, I go for a one-mile walk every evening here, and my main concern is poisonous snakes, which we have plenty of, and I carry a 357 with a birdshot load in it, and that's a great way to dispatch the poisonous snakes.
I'd rather face a bear than a snake. That's a personal... I hate snakes and spiders. Bears don't scare me much, but snakes and spiders, you can have them.
Right. Well, we got plenty down. I mean, ship some out there. We have plenty down here.
No thanks. No, that's one of the beauties of Alaska. We got no snakes and no poisonous spiders.
No kidding.
No,
well, that's a well kept secret. I didn't know that. Don, thank you. We'll have you back next Thursday. We appreciate it.
Hey, John. As always, it's a pleasure talking with you, my friend. And I look forward to Thursday. You have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir. You too. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils now while you can. You're fine. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.